You've got to earn it. Altered 5 Blues Band on Max Inc. Radio. That's from 2013. Though, fun fact, the Altered 5 Blues Band this past year, they won 5 Whammy Awards.
Wow.
They cleaned up, dude. I was watching it on the live stream. It was really entertaining. It was really cool. And
wow.
Every time you turned around, Altered 5 Blues Band was winning an award. And rightfully so, because they're so awesome. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Still to come here, we got Panchromatic Steel coming up. Josh is going to join us with that. A replay of... Wagner,
Gaines and Wagner.
We don't have that written down. I should write that down. But Gaines and Wagner, unfortunately, the Devil's Lair we had scheduled tonight had to cancel last minute. That's okay. Things happen. So we'll play last week's. And of course, Max Inc. Heavy, we have Peyton from Common Threads. They have new music. We'll have a chat with him, Rocker.
Jimmy, our next guest is capping a 30-year career in marketing, retail, and event planning, combined with 50-year run as guitarist in Elephonic, Semi Twang, and Plum Loco, to name a few. Jason Klagstad now leads the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Board as the president. It's not his first time around the block with the organization, but this time he's making positive changes to the organization that has surpassed 40 years in its mission to educate and recognize achievement in Wisconsin music industry. On the phone with us from the Whammy Guitars for Vets stage at Summerfest in Milwaukee is Whammy president and guitarist Jason Klagstad. Jason, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome to the show, Jason.
You know, Jason, how's the weather out there at Summerfest right now?
75, very little wind, sun's just breaking through. I feel a couple droplets. I'm just north of the ground so that I can hear you guys. But it's a beautiful day. There's probably 100,000 people on the ground.
Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect.
Well, Jason, you have a lot of achievements yourself. You are actually the holder of 4 Whammy Awards and in the Hall of Fame. For our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little of your musical backstory.
Well, I stole my sister's ukulele at 7 and never looked back. I wound up being in the right place at the right time. I grew up with a bass player from Tom Petty, Howie Epstein. Started doing bar mitzvahs with him at the age 14. But in Milwaukee, Jerry Harrison from the Talking Heads grew up here. I wound up doing 6 albums with him, playing with Peter Buffett and doing a whole lot of work with him. And then the real business of being in a band started. And I wound up in 74, so almost 50 years ago, playing with Bill Camplin, one of the best folk artists in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Semi Twang, original founding member. Warner Brothers Act, 7 album deal, fantastic, you know, did so much good music with them. But then, you know, moving forward, I've been in probably upwards of 100 bands in Milwaukee.
Wow.
You've got to be in multiple bands in order to stay. We're like sharks. We've got to keep moving in the water.
It's amazing how I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I was just going to say, it's really amazing how you can hold all those songs, all that music in your head without exploding.
I was thinking about that the other day. Upwards of 1,000 songs across 5. So currently, I'm 71 years old and I'm playing in 5 bands. I just released 2 albums in 2 different bands, and life is good. Life is very good.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. Let's transition and talk about the Whammies a little bit here, Jason. First of all, I guess a 2-part question. Tell us a little bit about the Whammies, what the organization is all about, and what inspired you to volunteer for the Whammies.
Let me deal with the inspired part first. We received the Hall of Fame in the 2021 Whammy Awards, and that was for Semi Twang. You know, I deeply recognized who I think is one of the finest songwriters of our Midwest, John Seeger. He'd written all the songs for Semi Twang, and it was really good work done over 35 years. So we played the Whammy Award show as Hall of Fame with Kevin Kinney. A week later, our guitar player and one of my dearest friends and also a beloved producer in town, Mike Hoffman, passed away.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it fundamentally changed my heart. And I felt that I had to do something to take that change and do something positive with it. So I reached out to the then president. And I proposed a system of new ideas to rebuild and just change Whammy. For instance, we took the voting system completely outside of the Whammy board, and Broadjam became our independent third-party And at the end of two rounds of voting across all of Wisconsin, we had 100,000 votes.
Wow.
Over 780 categories, and we didn't touch a single one and didn't know who the winners were until they opened up the envelopes on the night of the show, which is May 21st.
That's exactly the way it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Well, that's the way it is at Mama's, right?
That way. And that fundamental change right there made musicians go, I can trust these guys. Let's go. So we're raising money. We're going to be starting. We just finished, put the finishing touches on a scholarship portal for young students, and we're going to be reaching out in a couple days throughout the state and awarding scholarships to young music students. I'm very, very excited about that.
Wow, that's a pretty incredible. Now, what do you see coming in the future for Whammy? Are you looking at making any more changes?
Yes. I already know where we're going to have the next awards show. It's going to be in Green Bay next year, next May. This is the second year down at Summerfest. We have 100 acts on a stage that's probably the most intimate stage at Summerfest. Mm. I want to expand that. I want to bring more students into the picture. One of the partners that we just recently started up with, Gathering on the Green, it turns out Guitar Sovets, who's our super strong, we are almost like 50-50 partners in everything right now. Well, Gathering on the Green also, we started talking to them. We realized that they are the same way we are, in that music heals. And live music, the community of live music heals even more. So they are supporting our Guitars for Vets Summerfest stage. And we're supporting Gathering on the Green, which is a concert that's going to happen July 15th and also 16th up in Mequon. And it's going to have Ann Wilson of Heart and also Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. And it's going to be all about the healing power of music up there. We strongly support that. So I see many more things like that that have commonalities of healing and music in our future.
Now, my band Ironplow just played the Whammy and Guitars for Vets stage at Summerfest. You were just speaking of that. And, you know, people keep asking me, they're like, what stage did you play on? What is that? Tell people a little bit and give people a little bit of context about the Summerfest stage that you have there, and maybe how that came about with Guitars for Vets. We got 2 minutes.
I'd be happy to. So I'm okay. We'll make it quicker. So, Pat, I'm an original member of the Guitars for Vets board. I believe in the entire mission. Pat and I talk constantly. We became aware that there was a lounge that was unused facing the lake down in Summerfest, covered, beautiful. We approached Summerfest. We said, we have a use for this lounge. We will put 100 acts. The first part of every day will be all students from across Wisconsin. Second part will be all veterans. And the third part, which is going on right now, is all solos, duos, and trios. We looked for a partner, and Gathering on the Green became our partner for it. And right now it's our second year, and we're just going to grow and grow. The Summerfest Brass loves this. They love it.
Well, it brings people in and builds that community. It's pretty awesome. Jason,
discover young bands.
And yeah, young bands. You get bands on the stage to get them to play music, which is awesome. Anybody can join the Whammies. How do we get more information about the Whammies?
Whammy.org.
WAMI.org. And, of course, Guitar for Vets. If people wanted to get information about that, how do we do that?
GuitarsForVets.com.
This is so simple.
Gathering on the Green is GatheringOnTheGreen.org.
Awesome. Jason, thank you so much for taking the time with us tonight. We really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
And come back again. We want to talk Mamas. Green Bay. We love Green Bay. We got a station up there, and we'll come party at the Whammies. And was that May, right?
So we're really, really quick. It's going to be at the Epic. And we will do an entire system of clubs for Whammy leading up to, so 2 days before. And we'll bring all bands from Madison, all over the state, up there.
Let's talk. Let's do it. Max Inc. Radio at the Whammy. Yeah. So we'd love that. Jason, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Bye, guys. Right.
Let's do some Jaden James now here in your love. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.